This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado will stay in the National Popular Vote Compact. That's an agreement that aims to bypass the Electoral College by having states pledge their electors to the winners of the national popular vote. Colorado's Democratic legislature approved joining the compact last year, but conservative officials objected and got the law put on the ballot. Preliminary results show Coloradans agreeing to stay in the compact by a 4-point margin. However, more states need to join the compact before it would take effect. Not counting Colorado, 16 states are currently in the group. Tighter restrictions due to a rise in coronavirus cases go into effect this evening for El Paso County. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The county moves into level yellow, or safer at home concern, according to the state's new color-coded guidelines. It reduces the number of people allowed indoors for places of worship, restaurants, and events. It also only allows for outdoor location variances. At the new level, the county needs to reduce the number of coronavirus cases to between 75 and 175 per 100,000 people for a 2-week period. It also needs to have a positivity rate of no more than 10%. County data updated Tuesday shows 388 confirmed cases of coronavirus over the past 2 weeks per 100,000 people, with an average positivity rate of just over 9%. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coming up on the program, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin talks about her re-election win and offers thoughts on governing in a divided state and country. Then, as the world focused on the U.S. election, Israel demolished a small Palestinian village. Meanwhile, a former Israeli diplomat decried America's division as bad for Israel. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And beginning tonight at 7 o'clock, a special NPR election update on CPR News. The special programming is scheduled to air tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night at 7 o'clock with a wrap-up of the day's presidential election news. Colorado Matters will follow the election update at 8 o'clock here on CPR News.